Welcome to Mammon Audio. We received a contribution from Cheng, who wrote, I was brought up in Singapore, and as you may know, even today the cane is a popular deterrent with parents there in shaping their children's behavior. I was an only child, and as such, my parents had high expectations of me. I believe the cane was bought for me when I was just 3 years old. Singaporean parents don't believe much in using their hand to smack little ones. For some time, my mother told me after I grew up, the cane just hung on a hook in the corner of our living room. I'm told I was shown the instrument of correction when it was bought and its use was explained. Apparently, I was so overawed that I promised to be a very good boy. I do actually remember the first time it was used. It was for wetting my pants when I was 4 and a half. Now, you may or may not agree with corporal punishment for toilet accidents, but in my mother's mind, I had been a naughty boy and had to pay the price. I remember being very scared when I finally saw her take the cane from its hook. I already had my pants and underpants around my ankles, as my mother had bared my bottom to inspect the damage. Of course, I also now realize that she was baring my bottom for another purpose as well. Among the furniture in our lounge was a leather pouf. Mother led me over to this and ordered me to bend over it. I think this was selected because I was still very little, and also because any remaining urine on my body could easily be wiped off afterwards. As I got older and taller, I was made to bend over the end of the fabric-covered sofa instead. My mother was very patient but firm with me. I didn't want to bend over, naturally enough. I was very frightened about what was about to happen to me, and I was crying hard. For what seemed like minutes, I wept and begged mother not to cane me. I promised to be a good, dry boy in future. Mother took no notice of my pleas. She just kept repeating those words, bend over. I realize now she was teaching me to be obedient in accepting my punishment. Eventually, I must have realized I had reached the end of the road and, trembling, I bent over the pouf. But when I felt the cane being put against my bottom ready for the punishment, I jumped up. Mother lost her temper at this point and said, bend over, or you will get more. That settled it. I bent over again, gripping the edge of the pouf tightly. Once again, I felt the cane being put against my bottom. Then the first stroke came. I don't suppose it was made too terrible for a little boy, but it stung all right and made me cry even more. I felt my mother's left hand come to the small of my back to keep me in position, then two further strokes were added. I dissolved into a snotty, wailing mess, frantically rubbing my bottom as mother replaced the cane. Mother gave me a hug, then wiped my bottom and genitals down with an old towel and put me in clean clothes. That evening, she undressed me for my nightly bath. The caning had put me in a very obedient mood, and I stood up compliantly in the bath as mother washed me all over. When she got to my back, she took dad's shaving mirror from the shelf and told me to look at my bottom as she held the mirror there. Looking back over my shoulder, I saw three distinctive red lines across both buttocks. Those marks are there to remind you to be a good boy for me, mother explained. As I got older, canings were used more often and with more strokes. Both my mother and father beat me with the cane in the corner. 6 of the best was generally my usual punishment, but a good sound beating of 6 to 12 strokes was not out of the questions if I had been very badly behaved. Caning is on the decline in Singapore, but even today, occasionally at the local swimming baths, I will see little boys who have those telltale lines on their bottoms.